Is Hidden Valley actually making ranch ice cream? Is there an alcoholic Sunny D? And what's my favorite Mountain Dew flavor? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I'm your host, Todd McManus. And I've got some interesting topics to talk about today. There's a few things we're just going to go ahead and dive into it. So like I said at the top, as one of the questions that in the intro, apparently, and I'm going to actually look this up because I need to go into detail with what this actually is. So I saw this on like Facebook the other day. And this is actually not that old. Like, within the past week, they have announced. I don't know who announced this. So, I'm looking on foodandwine.com that this statement provided to them. That Sunny D Vodka Seltzer is going to be available nationwide as of last Saturday, March 11th, at select Walmart stores. It comes in what the company calls a convenient four-pack, and it is going to cost $9.99. They're 12-ounce cans, come with a 4.5% ABV, and they are 95 calories each. Single cans will also be available to purchase. So you can buy this in single cans and in four packs. So that's right. You can now buy a alcoholic Sunny D that is a vodka seltzer, which is unbelievable. But that's so weird because it's like, I remember as a kid, you know, Sunny D was... Sunny D is in that weird spectrum between orange juice and orange soda. Because I never really know what it is. Because it is orange. I know that. It is orange. But it's just an orange drink. That's the only thing I can describe it as. Because it's very tangy. But it's not a soda. But I don't even consider it a juice. Because I don't think it was carbonated. But now it is going to be carbonated. Because it's going to be in a can. And it's a seltzer. So, I don't know. So yeah, fans of the drink can always purchase the classic non-alcoholic version, of course. And apparently regular Sunny D has seen a 30% purchase growth within their product since 2019, which is weird, but... I mean, Sunny D's good. I like Sunny D. I don't drink it that often because I always associated it as a kid, more of a kid's drink, in my opinion. But I remember having it as a kid, and it was great. And, like, if I had one now, like, I should get one and review it for the heck of it because Sunny D's good. I should definitely, that's what I'm going to do. I need to get regular Sunny D and then the vodka seltzer if I can find it because my Walmart here don't even have Prime. So I gotta look around and see if I can find it. But it said it's gonna be at select Walmarts, and who knows, it might pop up at a random gas station. You never know. So go to a Walmart near you. You might actually be at one. You might actually have a Walmart near you that actually is one of these select Walmarts that's gonna be selling a Sunny D vodka seltzer, which is kind of awesome and also weird at the same time. So. Yeah, so kind of weird. I never really would have guessed that to happen. You know, that's just one of those random things. It's like, huh. But I guess they're trying to get it in on the craze of the seltzers, you know. I mean, like White Claw took the world by storm, and now everybody else has to have a seltzer like Truly, and then there's the Mountain Dew seltzers, and then like Mike's Hard Lemonade, they started making seltzers, so... I don't know. And even Sonic Drive-In made seltzers for their flavors. So, I don't know. It's something, you know. But even more shocking, like, Sunny D Vodka Seltzer, I can understand. You know, Sunny D's a good drink. I can understand them making it into a seltzer, adding some vodka into it, you know, just chef's kiss for people who like that. But I can't say the same thing for this next announcement, which has happened in the same week as the announcement of the Sunny D Vodka Seltzer. Let me just read you this headline. Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream is real, and it is coming to select Walmart stores. That is correct. You heard that right. Your ears did not deceive you. Hidden Valley, the company that makes ranch, is making their own ranch ice cream. Now, like, honestly, I don't... Like, I like ranch. And, of course, I love ice cream. You know, I've been eating a lot of cookies and cream ice cream lately. That deserves a chef's kiss. You know, that's way up there. On the ice cream scale, that's got to be, like, full S-tier ice cream is cookies and cream. But ranch. Can you imagine? Okay, I'm going to put a scenario together for you. Imagine you're at a friend's house. So you go over, you know, just having a little hangout, you know. It's like you and maybe two other friends, and you're going to this other friend's house. So there's like four of you there at the friend's house. So you're sitting around, you know, you might be watching the Super Bowl, or the big game, excuse me. You might be watching just TV, watching, you know, Family Guy or whatever, you know, whatever. Watching a Mr. Beast video, something, you know. And you're like, so your friend gets up and is going towards the refrigerator and is like, hey guys, I got ice cream. Would y'all like some? And you're thinking, okay, he's probably got like vanilla. Who knows? He might even got a bucket of the Neapolitan, you know, that's got divided into thirds with vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate, which is a good like sampler basically for everybody because, you know, I love vanilla ice cream. I'm not that big on chocolate, and strawberry ice cream is pretty all right. But, you know, you have people who like some more than others. So that's a Neapolitan is always a good party ice cream to get because it's just three different flavors that people will probably like. So you're thinking like, okay, RIP, what could it be? And you're like, all right, well, what flavor you got? And he said, and your friend says, I got ranch ice cream. And there's no doubt that silence will fill the room after your friend says, oh yeah, I have ranch ice cream. Now, who in their right mind would actually buy this? And I say that at the same time of saying, I want to buy this. I really do want to try the ranch ice cream, even though I know this thing has got to be the nastiest crap alive. But, oh man, like, I mean, it don't look bad. It's got a weird, like, green hue to it for some reason. And I've never seen ranch this green, you know. But, yeah, like, this is very interesting. So, apparently, last Friday, March 10th, was National Ranch Day. It celebrated the tangy, savory delights of ranch dressing. And Hidden Valley made a big announcement that they are teaming with the Brooklyn ice cream maker known as Van Leeuwen, announced it had partnered with Hidden Valley and they are making ice cream together. So, it's apparently a new series of flavors. Are they going to make, they're going to make like Thousand Island ice cream? Oh, yeah, slap some of that on your patty melt. Like, gross. So apparently, God, you know, they're the company that makes most of ranch anywhere, unless you make it homemade or something. So it's like, ranch goes good with anything. People like it. You dip your pizza in it. Of course, dipping carrots in it is good. Broccoli, French fries. Some people dip their fries in there. But ice cream. You're mixing, like, you're not dipping vanilla ice cream into ranch, which would be gross and nasty. You're mixing the ranch ingredients in the ice cream as it's being made. Like, I like ranch, but I feel like this is a little too far. That's like the same thing as like the ketchup ice cream. And bacon ice cream had good incentive. Bacon ice cream was one that I was like, okay, I could actually try this. And I never did, but I still would like to. This, though, like, I don't understand. So, apparently, this is going to go to different Walmarts across the country. Sorry, I'm reading this article. There will be other Van Leeuwen-made choices with perhaps more conventional flavors. So, apparently, more Van Leeuwen flavors are going out that aren't ranch, which are as follows. These are all ice cream flavors, by the way. There is sweet maple cornbread, blood orange chocolate chip, carrot cake, strawberry shortcake, honey graham cracker, and limoncello cake, which all sound pretty good, but this is pretty funny. That this person tweeted said, they promised us jetpacks and cloud cities, and instead we got ranch flavored ice cream. So yeah, ranch ice cream is a thing, and that is going to be happening. So it is apparently going to be at 3,500 different Walmart locations starting March the 20th. Hidden Valley, in particular, will only be sold between March 20th and May 28th, as the rest of those flavors will be going out on March 20th as well, and probably stay there for as long as they're famous or good. They will be $5 a unit, so each container will be $5 a piece. And yeah, like, if I can find that, I am not pairing the Sunny D Vodka Seltzer with ranch ice cream. That is gross, but if I can get a hand on that ranch ice cream, I bet you I will definitely, that will be the first thing I do on the next episode after that I record, is that is going to be the thing I review. I've got to find it now. Van Leeuwen ranch ice cream. I mean, come on, how can you, that is like, how can you not want to try it? Because it's not, you're not, no one's thinking, yeah, it might be good. You know, nobody's thinking that. Everybody knows it's probably going to suck. But it's the factor of thinking, like, this is really a thing. Like, I have to buy it and actually have it on a spoon in front of my face to be able to say, this is actually a real thing. This is my reality right now, where I am actually eating ranch ice cream. I don't know. I gotta find it, and if I do, I'm definitely letting y'all know. And it's gonna be an interesting time, and we're gonna see what actually happens, but I'm just really interested to see what this actually tastes like and looks like and smells like, too, because ranch has a very pungent smell, so yeah. So, to get into some entertainment news here, the HBO series The Last of Us, which is based on the PlayStation exclusive video game, Season 1 has officially ended as of last Sunday. I have not watched the series yet. I plan on watching it very soon, and I will give y'all a review of Season 1 of The Last of Us soon enough. I've heard very good things about it. The reviews were already really good for each episode. I think the whole show itself got around, you know, like a 9, 8.5, 9 out of 10, you know, getting it real close to the game, you know. And apparently it's really good. So, I mean, the game, I played some of it. I never played through the whole game. And I never even played the second one at all. But yeah, I've heard the show is really good. And Season 2 is confirmed. Apparently they said they're not going to put this whole second game, because apparently all of Season 1 was just the entire first game. But they're not going to do the entire second game into Season 2. I think they're going to stretch it out between two seasons or more. So Season 2 will cover some of the second game. So yeah. Of course, Season 3 of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus is currently on, with new episodes every Wednesday. I have been watching it. I haven't watched this past week's episode just yet, but I have caught up and I have watched the first two episodes. I haven't seen episode 3 yet, of course. But I have watched the first two episodes, and it's pretty good. You know, it's picking up. Episode two did have the problem where they were in, like, the mines of Mandalore, and it was very dark. Like, I'm not talking, like, dark as in, like, oh, people were dead, and there's dead bodies and all that kind of stuff. I'm not talking that kind of dark. I'm talking, like, visually. Like, they need to turn the light on or something, because this crap, I can't see nothing. Like, it's one of those shows. Game of Thrones had this exact problem, and I read an article that popped up about saying, oh, episode 2 of season 3 of The Mandalorian had the same problem as Game of Thrones. And I was like, what, the visuals? And I read on about it, and it was like, yeah, because they go down to these mines, and you can't see crap. You have to turn the brightness up on your TV, but also, I have to watch this show at night with no lights on in the room. That way I can see the actual stuff that's happening, because it's like they're showing, like, they're in the mines under the ground of Mandalore, and they're like, this used to be a great civilization, and you look around, and I just see nothing, because it's too dark. It's like that one little flashlight that Mando had on his helmet, and then the little flashlight on the front of Grogu's pod, like, that's not going to help me. Mando needs to bring out, like, a spotlight so I can see something down there. I don't know. He needs to do something, because I can't see crap on that episode. So, and like, I watched it in the dark. I had to turn the lights off, and it was already like 6 or 7 o'clock at night or something like that. So it's like I had to watch it, and then, you know, if you watch it during the day, you just got to make sure your TV's not facing a window, or at least close the blinds and the curtains and everything. That way you can actually see something. So, but other than that, the show's good. It's just they were in the darkness in episode 2, and they probably will be in the episode 3 with the way episode 2 ended. They're probably going to pick right back up, because I haven't seen it yet. So, yeah. So, yeah. So, as always, if you want to ask me a question and have it be answered on a future episode, go to the link in the description of this episode. It'll take you to my YouTube channel. And on one of the videos, comment your question, and also comment your drink, food item, or candy, or anything you want me to review as well. So I have two questions here. We're going to go ahead and dive into them. So the first question, and thank you for these questions as well. The first question is, what is your favorite slush from Sonic Drive-In? That's a good question. I have tried a good amount of the flavors. I don't think I'd have to look. Let me go to the Sonic app. I'd have to look at all the flavors that they have, and which, of course, you can customize your own. But they have these new, like, barbecue seasoned tots. Like, those might be worth trying, honestly. So, they have the cherry, blue raspberry, blue coconut, grape, cranberry, peach, mango, and Powerade. Blue Powerade, that is. Then they also have cherry limeade, lemonade, and strawberry. I've had the lemonade. I think I've tried the cherry limeade before. I want to say I've tried the peach. But I've had the grape. I've tried cherry and blue raspberry and blue coconut. I am a blue coconut guy. Blue coconut slush is the bomb. Like, that is the best slush they have. No doubt, no cap. Like, that is the best slush they have. Grape is pretty good. I'd probably give grape second. Lemonade is just so strong because it's lemonade, you know. But I haven't tried all the flavors, so if I was to rank them, I would definitely put blue coconut as first, and then I would have to put grape at second, because grape is pretty good as well. The others are kind of just hazy, because I don't really remember trying them, except lemonade. It was all right, but it'd be down in the middle or the bottom. But yeah, blue coconut gang, you know, you drink too much of it, and your tongue turns blue, you know. But grape is good, because I like grape soda. I know a lot of people may not like grape-flavored things, but I do. I'm a grape guy. So, but blue coconut is definitely number one for me from Sonic on the slushes. So, the next question we have is, what is your favorite flavor of Mountain Dew? Well, funny you ask, because that is, I actually have a flavor of Mountain Dew I'm going to be reviewing here in a short minute. I have tried a couple different flavors. Regular Mountain Dew is not my favorite. Mountain Dew Zero was okay. I think Code Red was all right as well. I do not remember what score I gave them. Cause I think there's a Diet Dew and then there's a Mountain Dew Zero, just like how Coke does it. But Mountain Dew, like regular Mountain Dew, has so much sugar in it. Like, it's bad for you. But yeah, I would have to say out of the ones I've tried, I think Mountain Dew Baja Blast Zero is my favorite to actually have, like out of a bottle or can. Last year during the summer, I do remember getting Mountain Dew Baja Zero. Was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. I have had regular Baja Blast. No Zero. It's got all the sugars in it. All the sugars in the world. It's good. It's just heavy, you know. But it's pretty good. But Baja Blast Zero, as of right now, would have to be my favorite flavor of Mountain Dew. So, thank you all for those questions. And like I said before, if you want to ask your own question, you can go to my YouTube channel. And in one of the videos, you can comment down below and ask your question. I will definitely see it. And I will get back to you very soon. And your question will most likely be answered on a future episode. So, as well as an item of food or drink that you want me to review as well. And with that being said, it is now time for a drink review. So the way this works is that I'm going to be trying these two different drinks, and I'm going to be giving them a score from 0 to 100 with no decimals. And we're going to go ahead, and if you want to see a picture of these, go to the official Toddcast Instagram page, which is at the, which is T-H-E, underscore, T-O-D-D-C-A-S-T underscore at or on Instagram. So that is at, that is the underscore Toddcast underscore, only on Instagram, of course. And you can see the picture if you want to review these for yourself as well or try them out based off of my review. And I'm going to go ahead and give them a try. So first one we're starting out with is actually Mountain Dew Baja Blast. And I know I just talked about it, which was funny that you asked this. So I got Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So got it in a tall bottle as well. And the reason I said about the sugars, because this is a 16.9 fluid ounce bottle with 62 grams of sugar in it. So yeah, that's a lot. But it smells good. I do like the smell of it. So, Baja Blast, let's go ahead and give it a try. I'm surprised I've never reviewed this before, so. Okay. All right. Pretty good. It might be a little flat. To be honest with you. But yeah, it's okay. I would probably give it, you know, regular Baja. I'd give it a 74. You know, it's good. I definitely prefer, I know I prefer the Zero better, and I wish I had a Zero. Because them things are just really good. They're way better than the regular Baja. Like, I mean, you know, I love Diet Coke, but, like, Baja Zero is really good and way better than the regular Baja. It's the same way for me with Diet Coke and regular Coke. It's just the Diet Coke is better. Same way as Baja Zero and regular Baja, so. But I would give regular Baja Blast a solid 74. Still good, it's just I can, that sugar hits you, and it's, you know, I think this is a little flat too, so it's like not much of a flavor behind it. So the next drink we have is a drink of mine that I've been drinking more recently, so I actually have had this before, but I wanted to give it a review. This is Sunkissed Orange Zero Sugar. So we got Sunkissed Zero. Ooh, that's a good pop. Ooh, it's got that nice orange smell to it. Now, I'm a Sunkissed guy. I like good orange soda. Orange soda is always good to me. So, Sunkissed Zero, let's go ahead and give it a try. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Like, it's so good. Oh, that's good. That's good. Sunkissed Zero, definitely. Baja might have got a 74. Sunkissed Zero gets an 86. Like, that's good. Like, it's got, like, the only reason I wouldn't rate it higher is because orange soda out of a glass bottle just hits different. You know, no matter what brand or whatever it is, as long as it's orange soda and it's in a glass bottle, it's definitely up there because it's good. But if they put this in a glass bottle, that'd probably be close to 100, honestly. Oh, that's good. I'm definitely finishing that later. But yeah, Sunkissed Zero is definitely a top tier drink for me. It's just good. You know, some people may not like zero sugar or diet drinks, but I definitely do. That is so good. Like, it's just good. There's no doubt about it. It's got the, or it tastes just like orange soda, and you can definitely tell in the taste that there's no sugar in it, and it's not as heavy, but it's still really good. I really do enjoy it. So I'm definitely gonna be burping here in a minute. Oh, excuse me. I can feel it. I can feel it in my chest. Oh, so Mountain Dew Baja Blast gets a 74. And Sunkissed Zero gets a high 86. So with all that being said, I think that's going to do it. It was a quick episode, but got there and said what I needed to say. And go find you some ranch ice cream. So if you find it, let me know. I really do want to find it. So yeah, as always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And follow the Toddcast on Instagram for all your updates and Toddcast needs. And tell your friends and family to give a listen. And thank all of you for listening to this episode. And you want to know what's going to happen next week? We're just going to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.